Bloomington Normal's housing market is still being held back by low inventory. So what's causing it?
It's not that people aren't listing their homes. They're actually listing their homes, and they're selling very quickly.
That's local Realtors Association President Danelle Moberly. I'm Ryan Denham, and this is GLT's The Leadoff.
Support for GLT's The Leadoff comes from listeners like you. Join the community of news consumers who listen to this podcast and are also willing to support it financially. Contribute at WGLT.org.
It's Thursday, June 27th. Coming up, what you need to know to start your day. It's The Leadoff from GLT, Bloomington Normal's public media. Now, just in time for the busy selling season, let's lead off with a checkup on the Bloomington Normal housing market. GLT's Eric Stock has more.
Prices are up, but sales were slow in May. That's according to the latest report from the Bloomington Normal Association of Realtors. The average price of existing homes sold is now $172,000, up 5% from a year ago. Bloomington Normal Association of Realtors President Danelle Moberly says that's because there are not enough homes in the market in certain price ranges.
So that helps with that demand, and people are willing to pay a little bit higher as new homes are coming on the market for them. We are seeing multiple offers in certain situations.
Moberly says it's a low inventory issue. She says the first-time home buyer range of between $120,000 and $200,000 is moving fastest. There's also very, very low inventory in the high end, $450,000 and up.
It's not that people aren't listing their homes. They're actually listing their homes, and they're selling very quickly. We haven't seen this, gosh, I would say almost at least a year. I would feel like that things have been moving this quickly in certain price ranges.
But the overall pace in sales continues to lag. The Realtors Group says there were 238 homes sold in May. That's down 15% from May of 2018 and down 25% from May 2017.
Last year, we did have overall the best market that we've had since 2006.
Interest rates certainly aren't a barrier. Last week, the Federal Reserve left interest rates unchanged, but signaled it is ready to cut rates in the future if necessary to shore up a slowing U.S. economy. Mortgage interest rates are already low. Moberly says the past month, borrowers are getting 4% or less. She says that's a big deal.
You can essentially go up maybe another $20,000 with the interest rate dip and get a little more house for your money.
You can see an interactive graphic showing home sales trends in Bloomington Normal at our website, WGLT.org. I'm Eric Stock.
Here are some of the other stories we're following in the WGLT newsroom. Illinois is cracking down on mobile device usage while driving. Starting Monday, all mobile device use while driving will result in a moving violation citation. Former Kenyon College of Ohio President George Nugent will lead Illinois Wesleyan University through a transition period next year. University named her its interim president to serve the next academic year while Wesleyan conducts a national search for a new president. And Children's Discovery Museum has celebrated its 2 millionth visitor. Museum Executive Director Beth Wistman says the milestone shows the Town of Normal's plan to drive foot traffic uptown has worked. Find those stories and more at WGLT.org. WGLT's news magazine Sound Ideas comes your way today at noon and 6 p.m. Governor J.B. Pritzker has made good on his promise when he signed recreational cannabis into law this week. While residents' anticipation is high, smoke shops across the state preparing for what they hope is an influx of customers. WGLT's Mary Cullen spoke with the owner of one of America's oldest head shops. Nestled in Uptown Normal, Mike Williams runs Mother Murphy's with his wife, Becky.
Mother Murphy's was opened by Betty and Charlotte, Betty Anderson and Charlotte Radka back in 1968 to cater to the growing hippie nation. It was kind of reaching the Midwest a little later than the coast, but it was the first shop that would set up and sell black lights and posters and smoking accessories, as well as they were specializing in silver and leather and things like that. That was very popular fad wear, you know, for hippies and such back in when I was young, just a kid. And Mother Murphy's has been going for 51 years now. and it's been almost in the same location except for 2 years. But we're carrying on the tradition that those ladies started way back then.
Now, we know cannabis isn't legalized yet. Medical marijuana is legalized in the state. There are medical dispensaries for that purpose. So what are you allowed to sell since cannabis is not yet legalized now?
Well, as far as selling smoking accessories go, we've never stopped selling smoking accessories. We kind of pulled back with some of the styles of water pipes and things in the 80s and things, but we've always sold smoking accessories, and the truth about it is that anything that can be smoked with tobacco can also be used with marijuana. They're totally interchangeable, and so the law has to be based on intent, which is much harder to prove. But as far as the new laws, when the medical passed and the dispensary opened, we kind of talked with some of the people that were running the medical dispensaries and were offering medical patients, if they had a medical card, 10% discounts on their smoking accessories. And as far as the new laws goes, we're very excited about that because we figure there's probably going to be a lot of people that would be reluctant to maybe try in the past because of the law, as well as people that have probably experimented in their youth that might be getting close to retirement age like myself and that maybe want to try it again. So I expect there will be a rise in use and probably a rise in sales of smoking accessories, I'm certainly hoping.
Now, when it comes to the legalization of cannabis, there's a lot of discussion on whether or not it actually increases the people who smoke marijuana or ingest marijuana in any way, or if it's just people who were doing it in private before and are no longer, you know, keeping it to themselves. What do you think on that?
Well, I feel like it's going to be both. I think people are going to be, you know, trying it maybe for the first time. I think people might, I know people that probably use marijuana instead of alcohol, you know, and they feel like it's less harmful to their health in so many ways, as well as society. But, and the same with even cigarettes, you know, they have an urge to smoke, but they don't need to smoke all day, every day on cigarettes, and they could just have a little bit of, I don't know, lung action or something occasionally.
Hear more of this story later today at noon and 6 p.m. on WGLT's Sound Ideas. Before we let you go, McLean County's Criminal Justice Coordinating Council meets today at noon in the Government Center in Bloomington. And the next installment of BN by the Numbers is today from 11:30 to 1 at ISU's Alumni Center. The keynote topic is the Bloomington Area Career Center. Thanks for listening to The Leadoff. Support for this podcast comes from listeners like you. Join the community of news consumers who listen to this podcast and are also willing to support it financially. Contribute at WGLT.org.